Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Chris Dush of the 66th Legislative District in Jefferson and Indiana Counties. Representative Dush, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's been a lot of concern about budget issues in Harrisburg, particularly this fall, and you are part of a group of lawmakers who have been taking a hard look at this, trying to come up with some alternatives and gather some more essential information so you can really kind of dial in the budget process in future years. What's going on with this group of lawmakers that's been deeply involved in trying to get to the bottom of the budget problems of Pennsylvania?
Well, motivated by the light cast on the Commonwealth's current failing budget system and policies over the past 5 years, our ad hoc budget group of 18 rank-and-file House members refused to stop with the submission of just the no tax or borrow budget revenue proposal. Our group, which proposed using tax dollars stowed away in reserve accounts rather than increasing taxes, continues to meet weekly, and we've now formally organized as the Common Sense Caucus. The CSC is dedicated to championing transparency policies that facilitate recurring growth in Pennsylvania's economy and restore public trust. Our four core principles are accountability and transparency, regulatory reform, targeting cost drivers in the budget, and also a solid academic program that will allow for a workforce as diverse as the people and businesses of Pennsylvania. Far too many questions remain unanswered since our group's extensive review of the 2017-18 budget proposals. Additionally, we are still waiting on a wealth of information that was requested from Governor Tom Wolf's administration months ago. Our efforts took another step forward this week when the House Appropriations Committee held a hearing with Secretary of Transportation Leslie Richards about the special funds and reserve accounts managed by PennDOT. The hearing can actually be viewed through a link at www.repdush.com or my official Facebook page at facebook.com/repdush. We hope to learn more about our special funds at future hearings. And again, I'm thankful to have found the individual lawmakers who make up this newly renamed Common Sense Caucus. I'm proud to serve with them and happy to see other members now joining with us.
Well, it seems like you and that group of lawmakers you've been working with is getting some real traction on the budget issue. And I understand that a series of bills was acted on this week in the House that will help to reform and improve the budget process. Give us some details on this package of bills.
Yes, the House this week approved historic legislation to change budget making in Harrisburg by bringing integrity, transparency, and spending limits to the state budget and budget process. Using existing language from other bills, much of which is from the Common Sense Caucus members and members with whom we've worked, the legislative package, House Bills 1940 through 1945, require transparency through an official estimate of how much money the state will actually have, provide more information about the balances in taxpayer-supported special funds used to provide grants and subsidies, and also the creation of monetary reserves during revenue shortfalls. Our group also successfully worked to amend these bills to include language not brought over from the original bills, which requires reports to be sent to each member of the General Assembly. That way, this information is not held by just a select few in Harrisburg. Additionally, a proposed state constitutional amendment to limit state spending, House Bill 110, would impose a cap based on recent increases in the Consumer Price Index and state population growth. A constitutional amendment such as this must be approved in two consecutive legislative sessions and then by the state's voters. These measures, which are now headed to the Senate, are in addition to a new state law requiring performance-based budgeting. This information will help legislators prioritize which programs to fund and which to shut down.
In other action, the House reauthorized an important piece of legislation to help children with health care in Pennsylvania. What's going on here?
To help coverage of the popular and successful Children's Health Insurance Program, legislation is currently on the governor's desk to extend the program for two more years. For 25 years, CHIP has provided insurance coverage to uninsured children and teens up to 19 years of age whose families earn too much to qualify for medical assistance, but who cannot afford to purchase private insurance. CHIP is supported by both state and federal funds and provides payment for health care coverage for eligible children who meet income and other criteria. More than 180,000 children are currently enrolled in CHIP. More information about the CHIP program is available online at www.chipcoverspakids.com.
Representative Dush, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Chris Dush.